Oh, you have got to try this tiramisu. It's amazing. It is just so good. This has to be illegal. This is illegal. I mean, this is illegally good. I mean, it's just full of coffee and cream and caffeine, and I need caffeine. I mean, I had a nap, but I still need it. I just need caffeine. But I mean, it's not that great. I mean, your vending machine, so much better. I mean, the biscuits, the chocolate, top tier, so much better than this tiramisu. Okay, it's not as good as the tiramisu, but it's still good. You don't have to look at me like that. Like that. Weird. Wait. It's not the tiramisu, is it? You're not looking at me because you thought I thought. No. You're looking at me. You thought that I thought that you thought that I thought tiramisu. I got lost. Anyway, you're looking at me because you saw me expertly dispatch 4 ninjas. It's not that either. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. No, 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 no. It's fine. I completely understand. It must have been an amazing sight to see. I walked into the room. There were the ninjas all showing off and jumping around. And I said, oi, show offs. No. Although you didn't hear that because obviously the security cameras didn't have... Did they have sound? They didn't have sound. Then I said a line that was so much better than that. Just an epic line that I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but it was seriously good. And then I said, oi! I said the line. And then I dispatched them. I jumped and I tumbled and I did not fall over. It might have looked like I was falling over, but I wasn't falling over. I was luring them into a false sense of security because ninjas are predictable. And then I took their big sword, the big sword, and I went. And then I got the two little swords, the little daggers, and I went. And then I got the big stick, and I went. And then the final one, I just headbutted. Then I shot them all. Which, I mean, I could have done it with a bit more of a flourish, but it had taken more than 40 minutes. So I thought that I should maybe hurry up. Didn't really want to leave my boss unattended, you know? Because it's my job to keep you safe. I'm your bodyguard. And that is why you're looking at me like that. Because you have seen what an effective killing machine I am. Chocolate, where? Oh, there. Have I got it? No? Bit more? Where? Let me just check in the... Oh, wow, that's a... Oh, just give me a second. Sorry. It's just, I know I had a nap, but really, I could do with a full, maybe 24 hours of just straight sleeping. I'm just really not at my best, but not at my worst, because I did have that nap, you know, where we cuddled. Not cuddling. I mean, we didn't cuddle at all. And when I woke up, you weren't stroking my hair. And it wasn't really nice. It was really nice. You're just really nice. I can't believe your ex-girlfriend. What a bitch. What a raging bitch. Because you are... I mean, look at you. You are... You're very... Well, you're hot. You're just ridiculously hot. And kind and sweet. And very, very thoughtful because... You know, you covered me with your white coat. And then you asked me if I wanted to use your lap for a pillow. That was really nice. So thoughtful. And you said thank you when I killed those ninjas. Do you know how many people don't say thank you when you save their lives? So many. Though, have to be honest, mostly I kill people, not save them. Not that I'm not capable of saving them. I am a very experienced bodyguard. I have saved at least... I've saved you from ninjas. I really need to sleep. You're not seeing me at my best, you're seeing me at my... not worst. Sorry. You think it's cute? Really? Are you sure that you're a scientist who's really smart? I mean, not that I doubt that you're smart. You had a white coat. Oh shit, we left it at the office. Bum, I wanted to keep that. Not that I'm sentimental. I'm a little bit sentimental. You know, it's how we first met. Not that we... wow. Not that I've got a thing for you. I totally don't have a thing for you. That's just ridiculous. I mean, what kind of assassin has a thing for their target? The kind of assassin that changes sides and becomes a target's bodyguard. Okay, you have a point. I might have a slight, tiny, minuscule, other word for small thing for you. But it's just because you're really... you're really nice. I mean, when I came back from killing the ninjas, you had a Coke ready. And an emergency biscuit. That's really thoughtful. See, you get it. You understand. All my exes, they just didn't get it. Being an assassin is difficult. Unsocial hours, lots of travel. But you know, being a bodyguard, the complete opposite. I will be where you are. I mean, I'm right here on our date. I mean, this isn't a date. I mean, it's a little bit date-like. Because it's really good food and it's just the two of us in this very nice restaurant. Very, very nice and extremely exclusive, might I just say, restaurant. It is ridiculously exclusive because the chef is an ex-assassin and he's really picky. An ex-assassin. What? Doesn't mean he's not a good chef. I mean, when you think about it, the two jobs have a lot in common. You deal with a lot of meat, and you have to be good with knives. Okay, not a winning argument, but isn't the food delicious? Exactly. And it's the perfect place for a first date. Oh no, I've never brought anyone here. Well, you know, it's nothing. Shut up. No. I'm not blushing. I don't blush. I am a highly trained assassin / bodyguard. I do not blush. It's just, I've never been sent to kill anyone like you before. I mean, I've never met someone like you before. That sounds less creepy. And I like you. I thought I would take you somewhere nice, somewhere special. Because maybe I wanted to impress you. I mean, of course you were already impressed because I dispatched 4 highly trained ninjas. But I did fall over when I was doing it and I got the big sword stuck in the wall. And that's why it took me longer than 25 minutes. So I just wanted to impress you. And I thought you could do with some sweet tea because you must be in shock because your ex-girlfriend tried to kill you. Do you want me to kill her? Do you want me to kill her? Because I will. You won't even have to pay me because I kind of want to kill her because bitch. Just I mean, you sure? Freebie. You won't even have to cover chocolate and biscuits for the day. See? That's it. That is what I'm talking about. You're nice. You are just lovely. And you let me fall asleep on you, and you stroked my hair. And it was nice. And it's been a while since I cuddled anyone. You know, dating as an assassin is really tough, and... Well, if I'm honest, I'm quite cuddly. I like to cuddle, and... You know, that's not something that you can tell people. Hi, I'm a world-class assassin, and I like to cuddle. People have a certain expectation of an assassin, you know? I mean, you don't, because, you know, you've seen me like this, all sleep-deprived. But ordinarily, I'm not like this. I'm not... Did you just say adorable? You think I'm adorable? I tried to kill you, and you think I'm adorable. I did try. I didn't try very hard, because I was eating biscuits at the time, but I did try to kill you, and you still think I'm adorable. This is why I brought you here. Because I really like you. I really, really like you. And... I mean, are you sure you don't want me to kill her? Because I will happily dispatch that bitch. Because she tried to kill you. And... Well... Nothing. Nothing. You know, it's nothing. I just don't like the idea of people hiring assassins to kill you. It makes me quite... stabby. I mean, miffed. Makes me miffed. So, how do you feel about dating people that you're employing? You're okay with it? Is this because I have a knife? It is a butter knife, but I mean, I am a highly trained assassin / bodyguard who has a thing for you. Really? Yay! So, we're dating. I mean, that's a bit presumptuous. We're just, you know, dating. Yay! I really need to sleep. I really, really, really need to sleep because I need to look after you because I need to keep you safe. And I need to sleep because your girlfriend... Well, you know my phone's been pinging? Well... It's not my dog sitter, because I don't have a dog sitter. I have a dog sitter. I have to keep Portly away from the biscuits, mostly because I want to eat them as well. It's a problem. But no, it wasn't the dog sitter. It was your ex-girlfriend. Well, her texts aren't very nice. She's kind of rude. And, yeah, she's upping the price on your head. So now there are going to be more assassins and ninjas and all sorts. So I need to be on. And that means I need to sleep. How much? 20 million. That must be some Excel formula. It's not an Excel formula. I know it's not an Excel formula. Why did you say it was a Excel formula? Did I mention that I need to sleep? Can I sleep on you? Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I didn't... I mean, that was really cheeky of me to... Oh, it's not that you don't want me to cuddle up to you. It's because you have to go and get your dog. No, you don't. No, you don't. I've taken care of that. Of course I took care of that. She's your dog. I would never leave her in danger. And I know the best way to get to someone is through their dog. You would not know the amount of people who have gone after Portly to get to me. So many. And that's why I hired Sergey to dog sit. Sergey. Is he a colleague? More of a friend. He's very good with dogs. I mean, Portly loves him. He's taught Portly how to hold a knife and everything. He's taught Portly how to hold a knife. A corgi holding a knife. Sounds ridiculous, but I mean, Sergei's a penguin. Sergei's a penguin. No, this isn't the sleep deprivation talking. He's an actual penguin. Why are you looking at me like that? He's an ex-KGB trained assassin who used to work in a circus, and he's a penguin. That's why you're looking at me like that. But he's great with dogs, and he's great at his job. He looks after Portly amazingly. Well, puppy dog eyes don't work on him. Because he's a penguin. Oh wait, look! Your dog's safe! What? What's wrong with the picture? Well, that's your dog. That's my dog. And that's Sergei. Yes, he's a penguin. I told you it wasn't the sleep deprivation. Are you alright? You've gone a funny colour. Best have some water. I know it's a lot to take in, and you've already had a very, very, very stressful day. But I swear, that's as weird as it gets. I mean, apart from Mittens. But I mean, Mittens. Mittens is an alpaca. No, he's not an assassin. He's an emotional support alpaca. Well, being an assassin can be very stressful and, you know, dating is hard, so he's very nice to cuddle. He has a very soft wool. Do you still want to date me? I mean, you don't have to date me. I wouldn't date me because, I mean, I have a problem. I have many problems. I have a biscuit addiction. I have a Pepsi addiction. I have a fat corgi. No, Portly's not here. I have a fat corgi with a biscuit problem. Really? Oh, you are the best. You do realise I'm never going to let you go now. I mean, I will let you go. I'm not going to keep you in my basement. Well, it's not a basement. It's more of a bunker. But it's just to keep you safe in the short term while we figure out what our next move is. Because your girlfriend just upped the price to 30 million. Bitch! Are you done eating? Because we should probably go to the bunker and I want to introduce you to Portly and I want to meet your dog and I really need to give Sergei his sardines because he doesn't have a problem. He can stop any time. He's addicted to sardines. It's a problem, but it could be worse. He could be addicted to biscuits and I don't like sharing. Well, I share with Portly, but I mean, penguin eyes aren't the same as puppy dog eyes, and I really could do with some sleep. And maybe you could straighten my hair if you wanted to, because I like that. Really? Oh, you're the best. So should we go? Great! What's wrong? Oh, that's just Mango. I told you about him. The chef? Yes, he's a panda. A panda chef's not really that much stranger than a penguin assassin. Oh, he is a pyromaniac, though, so maybe that's the strangest thing about being an assassin. Yeah, we should probably go. Thank you, Mango. It was amazing. And are those bloody ninjas? Are you kidding me? Oh, you'll take care of them, Mango. Are you sure? Is that a new flamethrower? All right, well, we'll just go. Dinner was amazing. What? You can can take care of them. She's got a flamethrower. Why are you looking at me like that?